and blast off to Motivation Monday. Welcome, diehards.
What's up?
There's lots of people on the line and lots more people coming.
Let's see who's
We
here.
Have a big topic this morning. Tell all your friends.
That's right. Share this out, guys.
Jump it on and get ready to pocket some buckos.
The other Mike Brooks is here. What's up?
I love
We've
the other
We've got
Mike.
Ron Goodwin, Ken Helton, who posted a heart. I love that.
Well,
Rachel Berlin, hello from Wisconsin.
Wow.
Billy Wagner.
How'd they lose that football game?
Brian Kelm is here.
Hey, Brian.
Wes Wyatt. Howard Feinstein.
Wow. All right, so good morning and good afternoon wherever you are in the world. We're going to talk today about the Napoleon Hill book, Truthful Living. We're going to start out with chapter 2.
Hmm.
Because chapter 1 is you are responsible for your own success,
mm-hmm.
which is totally cool. And chapter 2 is pretty interesting because all it is finish what you start. Oh, by the way, my name is Jeffrey Gittimer.
Who are you?
I wrote the Little Red Book of Selling. This is Motivation Monday on the Seller Die Network. I'm joined today by the lovely, the talented.
Thank you, Jeffrey.
I was going to give you one more compliment.
Okay, go for it.
Things come in threes. The unmade up.
I have no makeup on. I'm Jen Luckow, founder and author of Sales in a New York Minute. And this is becoming the premier sales and personal development podcast on the planet. We now have
100,000
downloads. What 100,000 downloads? How freaking cool is that?
So not totally, by the way, just for the month.
That's right. That's right. We have over 1 million downloads. That's
We'll hit a million next month, I believe.
No.
I'm not really sure what the
deal. Oh, we didn't hit a million? Yeah,
no.
Oh.
You'll know when we hit a million. It'll be all over
We're
the
internet. We're
going to
have a party.
Yeah, well.
I thought we hit a million.
We would have, again, if I would have told you guys.
All right. My bad.
It's cheesecake for everybody.
I guess that was positively
optimistic. We'll be in New York City when it happens.
Yeah.
But here's the deal. This is an informal but truthful talk about how you can become better and better salespeople and better people in general, better moms, better dads in your life. That's what Motivation Monday is all about. It's all about you learning how to motivate yourself. We are going to be inspiring you. You are going to motivate yourself, and that's final.
That's right. And it would help motivate us although we're already motivated.
Yeah.
If you could share this out with your friends and ask them to join us too, because we want them to hear what we have to say.
Yeah, and if you're interested in an informal meetup tomorrow in New York City.
Oh, yeah. We're going to do that.
Yeah. Well, maybe we'll do it when a few more people join. But we're going to be in New York City Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Are we leaving Thursday?
We leave at like 5 a.m. on Thursday morning.
Okay, so Tuesday, Wednesday would be our only time. Just email sellerdie@gittimer.com. We'll try to pick a place.
So Michael's here, and it's his first Facebook Live ever with us, and he's from Philly. So what's up, Michael?
Yeah, we won. We won the England game.
I think so. We haven't planned anything for this meetup yet, but don't fly in for it. Like,
please.
If you're in New York,
yeah.
Don't train in for it. If
or
you're
Brooklyn.
In New York and want to hang out with us, we're going to pick a spot. It's going to be really informal. It's going to be fun.
Yeah.
We're going to talk a little bit about Truthful Living, Jeffrey's book that's launching on Tuesday, tomorrow. And it's going to be a lot of fun. We might even bring Charlie. Maybe we'll go somewhere dog friendly.
Ooh. Well, hey, let's go to Madison Park. You can hang with Charlie and I'll just have a Shake Shack burger.
Mike Brooks, thank you for sharing. Love the share. Now, before we get into our show today, we have a 5-star review.
Ooh.
It's from Hunter, who saw us in Dallas. He saw us live in Dallas because we do live shows at all of our events. And he says, reputable, knowledgeable, and honest. These are a few words, or many more, that describe the intangibles brought by Jeffrey and Jennifer to their listeners. It was such an awesome experience to see y'all in Dallas. I was able to learn some new strategies and pick up the new book.
Cool.
So all of our 5-star reviews get read on our episodes. Please jump in there and give us a 5-star review.
We were joined in Dallas by the great Kyle Wilson, who founded Jim Rohn International, gave us a lot of tidbits about Jim Rohn's personal development insight.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll be able to get some of that somewhere. It'll be in the podcast. And I would also challenge you that this is about you. This entire sell or die process is about you, the diehard, join the Facebook group. Throw a question in there.
Let's pop a link to that Facebook group in the notes here.
Yeah, we can do that.
Yeah.
In the meantime, people are propping us all over the place.
I love it.
And
I totally
appreciate that. It's probably Kyle Wilson propping us. But the bottom line is, this is what we're trying to give you, information that will help you. So let's start with the Truthful Living book, hold up book. I took the book out of the studio today.
Oh my God.
So I could take it to New York, because I'm doing a couple of television shows there. So I can't hold
it up. But that's okay. We can't hold it up, but you can go to Amazon.com.
And
we'll
find
link
it right
that
now.
Too. And you can actually just buy your own copy.
Truthful Living, and then hit the buy now button.
Oh, it's already up there.
Okay.
I love it.
So here's the gig. Chapter 2 is Finish What You Start. Now, I want you to think about this. 100 years ago, what the hell was Hill talking about finishing what you start as part of his benchmark philosophy for moving forward with Think and Grow Rich? Finish What You Start doesn't actually appear in Think and Grow Rich. But the challenge is he morphed it into different words like desire and faith. But this is Finish What You Start. And I want you, diehard, to think about this right now. What is your list of projects that are not yet done? And what would it mean to you if they were completed? What is the revenue? What is the feeling of satisfaction? What is the legacy? What is the wealth? What is unfinished in your life and in your career that you need to finish straight away? And Hill further goes on to challenge in the book, pick one thing and do that. And then go to the next thing. And then go to the next thing. Good. Trying to do 10 projects at one time won't work. You'll get a little bit done of everything and finish nothing. Finish one thing. Then finish the next thing. And that's what Hill was talking about in 1917 when there was no television, hardly any automobile.
No iPhone.
Oh, yeah. Phone. Are you kidding me? The phone was invented, but it wasn't in everybody's house yet. And if you wanted to make a phone call, you had to go through Mabel in Telephone Central.
So how many of you, I want you to think about yourself right now, and how many projects have you started this year where you're trying to go from point A to point B, and in your project you're like here, but you're not quite here yet at point B, and then you keep doing that for the projects. And make a list of all the projects that you've started and approximately what percentage of completion they're at. And then think about, what if I took one of those projects right now?
And spent a week.
Right. And just spent time to finish that project. What would that do for my career? What would that do for my life? What would that do for my business, my sales, my future?
So look at it this way. Don't spend time on it. Invest time in it. And when you look at the invested time and then figure out what the return on that investment might be, I think you'll be more inspired/motivated to be able to get that work done.
So have you heard of this thing called context switch?
No.
Okay. So context switching is, I'm going to read this from Google. It's a procedure that a computer's central processing unit follows to change from one task or process to another while ensuring that those tasks don't switch. Now, when we're doing that, so we're working on multiple projects. Imagine your brain is the computer and you're trying to context switch. Okay. So you're going from one project to another project, to your email, to your text messages, to another project. Everything starts conflicting.
Like, you're screwed up, by the way. When that happens, you don't know what the hell to do.
You might think that you are the best multitasker in the world, but there are stats about how much work effort you lose when you context switch. So imagine, Jeffrey, you're writing a new book, okay?
I'll imagine it.
Okay. And you start to get into the writing of it. What happens when you're sitting there for, maybe a couple of hours writing?
Well, you definitely get ants in your pants, but you have to stay at it until you're done that thought process.
Would you say you begin to get into a flow?
Yes.
Okay.
And let me define flow for me. It's stream of conscious. You begin to think about things that you hadn't thought about before because you're beginning to clarify your thoughts in writing, and you see them in front of your eyes. Now, for me, I use voice to text. I use the Nuance program, Dragon for Mac. That helps me because I don't have to think about where the P key is or the backspace. I'm just talking. And that helps clarify, and I get new ideas as I'm talking, literally.
Okay. So when you're working on one project, you need to give yourself enough time to really get in that flow and allow the stream of consciousness to unfold. Otherwise, what's happening is you get a little bit into it, and I've done this. I've been there. I get it. And then you're like,
you
wait.
You have the T-shirt too, don't you?
Yeah, I have the T-shirt.
Unfinished business?
Yeah. Wait. I have that other project, and it's shiny, and it's fun, and if I just go do that, maybe it'll bring me money right
now.
Hang
on a second. Or you claim that you have a hard stop at. And if you're going to be thinking and creating, the words hard stop can't enter that equation. You have to have open-ended time in order to be able to give yourself the value of continuing to think and create.
Yeah. I just think that right now a lot of entrepreneurs are trying to do all the things, and you're trying and I'm telling you, like, I'm not just talking about you. Like, I've been there too, where you want to focus on all these projects because one of them is going to bring you the revenue you need. And what you need to do, even as a salesperson, and you're focusing on so many different sales activities, is bring it back a little bit, dial it back a little bit, and figure out what are the 20%, you know, actions needed that are really going to help you make your number, hit your goals, help you achieve what you want to achieve this year, and focus your time into that.
Now, I 1,000% agree.
Well, thank you.
Is there anybody out there who's disagreeing with that? Because you can use Asana in order to do that. There are project management things that you can use and assign yourself time and values.
Yes.
But let's get real here. Tomorrow's Halloween. The day after tomorrow's Halloween. And you may be going out with your kids or something, but I'm challenging you to be a value first Halloweener.
Ooh.
And when I say Halloweener, I mean it in every sense of the word. Good. Dress up as a bun. But here's the deal. Why don't you grab yourself some candy bars and give them to people whose doors you knock on with a business card and saying, if you know anybody that needs a new car, or you know anybody that needs a copy machine, or you know anybody that needs a life insurance policy or a homeowners policy, have them call me and give them the treat.
What a great day to cold call, knock on
it's
doors.
Perfect.
Oh my God.
If you're a Comcast.
You should dress up as a salesman.
Right. Exactly. Are there any jackass costumes at Target?
There might be.
Okay, but you can just go as yourself. Go as yourself, minus the flip flops, and go out with your kid and give out candy bars.
Now, if you don't have a kid, I'm sure you can borrow someone else's.
Oh, yeah. Just fake it. When you're going, there'll be 1,000 kids walking up to the door. You go, my kid's around here somewhere. I seem to have lost them. But here's your candy bar. People will freak out. If you give them a candy bar and a card, you're going to make a lot of friends in your neighborhood.
All right. Let's check this out. We have some people saying, hey, here. Sir Duncan Reyna says, hi. Amazing knowledge.
Where are you coming in from?
What's up? This is cool. Ron Goodwin spent the weekend with Richard Greaves and Mark Coudray in Columbus, Ohio.
Cool.
Anand is here. Hello. Josh Burt. What's up from Seattle? Sir Duncan Reyna says, the sales Bible. And the Little Red Book of Selling, these books opened my mind forever, and I am in sales for more than 20 years. Thanks and congratulations. Cool.
Thank you. We're going to take that to Amazon.com tomorrow morning, and we're going to talk to them about this feedback that we get on live, because Amazon is the publisher of Truthful Living, and they are looking for who's going to buy it, who's the person who's going to you take it. So if you guys could just go online right now and just click the buy now button, just buy one or two copies and you'll get them. You'll be happy with them. It is not a life-changing book. It's a life-altering book. You're going to read through it and you go, oh, I'm doing that, but I could improve it. Or, oh, I'm not doing that and I should be doing that. And what Napoleon Hill does in the book is he groups power words and challenges you to use all of those power words as part of your foundation. Not just one, but all of them combined. And that is what creates the powerful you. And he did it 100 years ago. And it's just as – it's. I think it's more valid and more valuable today in the world of distraction, because in – one of the words that Napoleon Hill uses is the word concentration, and it's so hard to concentrate in today's world, mm-hmm. as opposed to 100 years ago when there wasn't, you know, there wasn't anything on Monday night at 9 o'clock because there wasn't any television yet. You could listen to the radio Monday night at 9 o'clock, but it was only like who the hell was on?
But it's interesting because we share the problems with people from 100 years ago. So although our issues may be different, like right now it's Netflix that's distracting, or phones, or whatever,
or texts,
or yeah, like that kind of technology. 100 years ago, those people must have been distracted too, because Napoleon Hill had to tell them to finish what they start. So maybe it was they were outside playing basketball, or I don't know, whatever farming or what, yeah, you know, whatever. I don't know.
Whatever it is that they were doing was important to them at the time. And they thought that their world was complex and at the top of its technological game. The manufacturing companies were beginning to do, all things in a line, like have the automobile manufactured in a factory. That was the first mm-hmm. of its kind, where they weren't built one at a time. They were in an assembly line, and assembly lines became the same for telephones when they became invented, and sewing machines when they became invented. So the manufacturing age was upon us. We're getting it back right now. But the bottom line is, it was a distraction to look at all the new products that were out. If the Sears catalog came in the mail, you looked at it for an hour and a half. So distractions were different, but not as dominant as they are today. Hmm. Today, your phone dings more than it rings.
That is correct.
And thank you very kindly for that. I think that's a tweet, actually. Your phone dings more than it rings.
I like it. Let's write that down.
Yeah. Well, our Motivation Monday Meister, Nada, will remind us to tweet that out.
Oh, man.
But I'm challenging you, diehards. What the hell are you finishing? Or what's unfinished? Why don't you just sit down right now for 5 seconds, and I'll bet you can make a list of 10 things that are currently unfinished. Mm-hmm. And then place them in value order, 1 to 10, and start on the most valuable one and do that. Mm-hmm. What the hell is so hard about that? Mm-hmm. And that's what this show is all about, making you kick your own ass. Chapter 1, Little Red Book of Selling. And go get Truthful Living. Finish what you – just if you just read that chapter – oh, actually, you can get chapter 1, which is –
HillsFirstWritings.com.
And the first chapter is Success is Up to You. You'll love it. You'll totally love it.
And by the time you finish reading it, if you pre-order the book, it'll arrive.
Bingo, because Amazon knows where you live, and they drone it. They drone it to your house and
so
dump
crazy.
It.
We ordered something on Saturday, and it arrived on Saturday.
It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. And it'll be there by 9 o'clock. Like, seriously, where does it come from? Where the hell does it come?
It's so nuts.
It comes from China to Amazon to your house in one day.
I want to talk about the salesperson for a second, because a lot of times salespeople create their own sales plans and their own sales activities that you're going to do this year, or maybe you're working on next year's plan right now to generate activity. Mm-hmm. And what ends up happening is you have all these really amazing ideas. Let's do this campaign and that campaign and this campaign. And then what ends up happening is you half-ass some of them, or you start some of them, don't finish some of them. Imagine if you just took the most important ones and started with those and finished those. How would that impact
one
your sales life?
One at a time.
Yes.
One at a time. I think we've emphasized that enough today, one at a time. You need to notch your belt. And you need to notch your sales successes, and you need to notch your bank account. Because the more projects you finish, the more money you're going to bank. But thank you.
And yeah.
But you cannot bank anything until it's done.
Yeah.
And you can't go brag, well, I'm working on this project right now. Don't give me that bullshit. I don't want to hear about you're going to do something. I want to hear it's done.
Some of you are thinking about, you know, your side hustle, or SEOing your website, or things like that, right? So, side hustle, we actually have an episode.
Oh, sorry, I fell asleep there.
David Siteman Garland.
Yeah.
You can go back. We'll link to it. It's an amazing episode that you can listen. And he'll give you tips on exactly what to do to build a course and launch something so that you can teach other people what you're doing, what you're the expert in. SEO, we have a podcast. Anything you're trying to do, we might have a podcast episode about it. So punch it in here in the comments and we will help you. If we have resources on it, we will respond back with what you can listen to or watch to go make it happen.
And when you become a subscriber, you can go to iTunes or any of the broadcast mediums and just go searching in the titles and you'll find it.
Yeah. All right, Jeffrey, a little bit ago, you asked people where they're from. So we have Sir Duncan Reyna from South Padre Island.
Where the hell is South Padre? Sounds like something.
Yeah, I have no idea.
Sounds like something in Florida.
I thought you might know. Okay, we have Matt from Michigan. Thanks again for the books. Thank you, Matt. We have Matt who says, hey guys, 1 week till Hotlanta. Matt, we are excited to meet you at the event. Mitch says, aloha. Steve, morning from Olympia, Washington. Linda from Philly. How cool is this? People are joining from all over. I really love it. Ron bought your book. Thank you, Ron. Paul says, candy bar or airline bottles of booze, provided you know a little bit about your neighbor. I love
Hold
that.
Hold on. I just got a text from Kevin Maselka, who's ordering a case of Truthful Living books.
I love it.
Totally cool.
Mike Brooks, it's pre-order, and it is releasing on Tuesday. So it will ship to you on Tuesday.
And
you'll probably get it by
thousands
Wednesday.
Of them.
They do. They have a lot of them. Because if I order it now, I want it now. I'm the same way. Like, I ordered something that took 3 months to come, and I've already messaged them, like, six times.
Where is it?
Hello? But arrived today. Okay. Greg Fox is here. Hey, Greg from Philly. Chris from San Antonio. This is awesome. Thank you guys for joining us today. We have a plane to catch because we got to get to New York.
Hang on a second. For all you Philadelphia Eagles fans that are listening right now, I want to say thank God we finally finished the game. And I think we're back on track. We have a bye week, and then we play the Dallas Cowgirls. And thank you very kindly. And if we can kick the shit out of them, I think we're on our way to the playoffs.
Eric, thank you for ordering the book. That is awesome. He says, thanks for being an inspiration to sales.
Oh, it is my pleasure. So we're backing out of here. We're going to go to the airport where instead of treating us, we're in the top line. What the hell are we now?
We get to pre-board because of our dog.
Oh, yeah. So instead of treating us like shit, they just treat you like dirt.
Oh, boy. Some of them are nice.
Yeah. Name three. Skycaps and Rich and Scott at the first class thing.
We know people by their first name at the airport.
That's it.
And it's not a small airport.
Right.
So, okay, guys, coming up this week, we have an amazing lineup. We have Will Hodling tomorrow, and he's going to talk about staffing and hiring and that kind of thing. And if you're in the position to be hired, you should listen to that one as well.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have Tom Holen on Thursday, who talks about one of the most unique sales marketing kind of concepts I've heard on our show.
Yep.
It's pretty interesting.
Yep.
And then Wednesday, we're going to do Sell or Die Live from Dallas. So if you weren't in Dallas, you can see what happened there at Sell or Die.
You're going to love it.
It's
totally cool.
And Friday is best of, as usual. So if you missed our announcement at the beginning, we are going to be doing an informal meetup in New York City tomorrow or Wednesday. It's so informal that we have nothing planned yet.
And by the way, if you're listening from Philadelphia and you're wondering, did I bust the Dallas Cowboys football fans' balls? Count on it.
He did. Yes, he did. Yes.
It wasn't embarrassing.
I think
but
he played those people with the feathery hats. What are they called?
Huh? Oh, the mummers.
Yeah, he played that at the beginning of the Dallas seminar.
It was fun. I played the Tom Brady miscatch and the Nick Foles caught pass. Yep. I mean, it was wonderful.
He rubbed it in their face.
Yeah. It was wonderful.
You never do that, Jeffrey.
And then related it to sales. That was the best part.
Yep. I hate the Cowboys.
Oh, boy. So until next time, I'm Jen Gluckow.
And I'm Jeffrey Gittimer, author of The Little Red Book of Selling. And I'm challenging you to get out there and sell something, diehards, even if your ass falls off.
Oh, yeah.